When I was a young Christian with a brain full of mush, well, probably not mush, more like oatmeal, I heard a sermon from a preacher based on Isaiah chapter 3, which he titled, 10 Signs That God's Judgment Had Come Upon a Nation. I took notes, but 22 years later, I just can't seem to find them. The following is my attempt to reconstruct from memory what he said that day. Please note that I have also borrowed from the commentaries of others. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World.
This episode of Against the World is brought to you by Edge Webware. Whether you need a new website, mobile apps, e-commerce solutions, or an engaging interactive experience, Edge Webware has the expertise and knowledge to bring your ideas to life. Contact them today by calling 937-271-4907 or visit them online at edgewebware.com. This episode of Against the World is also brought to you by the Puritan Hard Drive. Dr. Joel Beakey recommends it in notes. The Puritan Hard Drive is a massive collection of primary Puritan resources, dozens of which are very hard to find anywhere else in the world. You will find a treasure trove of resources here. For more information, visit them at puritandownloads.com.
We do not have time here to rehearse the entire chapter, but I want to encourage you to pause this video and read it for yourself. I'll wait. In chapter 2 of the book of Isaiah, we saw how the people turned their backs on God. In verses 1 through 3 of chapter 3, Isaiah begins to describe the consequences for this rebellion. He was basically telling the people that since they wanted to run their lives apart from God and His law, well, they're going to be on their own. The same is true for us today. Most have, in the words of the Apostle Paul, changed the truth of God into a lie, and now they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. In verses 4 through 7, Isaiah explains that the nation who turns their back on God, He will remove His favor from them. This will become a time when people, without wisdom, childlike-minded individuals, will lead the country. The people will search for a leader to get them out of this mess, but it will be to no avail. Doesn't this sound similar to our situation today? Every election cycle, the people search for hope in another man and his promises, but in the end, nothing ever changes, and it won't change until the hearts of the people turn back to God and embrace His gospel and live by His law. In verse 8 and 9, Isaiah describes how the people are denying God and are unashamed about their denial. Even when disaster comes upon them, they do not repent. Even worse, they do not try to hide their rebellion. In verses 10 and 11, a glimmer of hope is offered here, but it's only for the righteous. God's judgment is now encompassing the whole of the country. In verse 12, Isaiah continues with the judgment of the wicked. As already noted, the reference to children ruling over them refers to people without wisdom. In what is surely one of the most controversial statements to modern ears, the prophet also declares that one of the signs of judgment would be that women would rule over them. In the ancient world, women did not go into battle. In fact, God's law did not allow it. Therefore, this was a sign of judgment which was saying the country was becoming weak. Isaiah laments that these weak leaders who lack wisdom are leading the people astray. They are teaching the people to do things that do not glorify God. In verses 13 through 15, God explains through the prophet that it is the leaders who have ruined His people, the vineyard, by stealing His word from them. The question that God poses to the leaders can also be applied to each of us as Christians. We are called, beloved, to be disciples and leaders by example. It is our duty to share the Word of God with the poor, meaning the lost, and if we do not, it is just as if we were beating the people and grinding the faces of the poor. In verses 16 and 17, Isaiah describes the judgment on the women of the country. He describes how they walk around teasing the men and leading them to commit sin. They are so proud of their physical beauty that Isaiah explains how God is going to remove their beauty by causing their hair to fall out and sores to appear on their heads. This same description could easily be used for many of the women today. The beauty of a woman is used to sell everything, and they are taught from an early age to use that beauty to get whatever they want. In verses 18 and 23, Isaiah then goes on to list many of the things that the women have begun to worship. He states that in that day, referring to the day of judgment, God is going to remove their beauty from them and the land. In verse 24, he contrasts what the women would have with God and what they will have without God. The once proud women will now be put to shame because of their dishonor. In verse 25, Isaiah focuses on what will befall the men of the country. Since they have turned their back on God, they will not have Him with them in battle and will eventually be defeated. The final judgment is pronounced in verse 26, and it is applied to the whole nation itself. The result of the people turning their back on God is that the country will suffer severe judgment. Since we, and I mean the United States of America, but every country that was once part of Christendom, have turned their backs on God and His law, this country and all others have lost any blessing they may have previously had. All of their attempts to refine it will be futile, because the issue is not policy, the issue is obedience to God and His Word. Beloved, I encourage you to think well upon it. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello and welcome to this introductory video for the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos. All in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library. And much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan Hard Drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work. I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan Hard Drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word Scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwaters Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan Hard Drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.